Last week, in our first lesson from the book of Exodus, we read that in the wilderness, the Lord gave the Hebrews bread from heaven to sustain them in their journey from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the land he promised their fathers. And when the children of Israel first saw the fragments of the bread of heaven left on the ground after the morning dew evaporated, they asked each other, "What is this?" They had never before seen anything like what the psalmist called the bread of angels, and they could not understand the nature and purpose of what they were seeing. The Hebrew words for "what is this" are manu, which means that our word manna is a simple rendering of their question, "What is this?" And every time we use the word manna to describe the bread of heaven, we are asking what it is. The bread of heaven, both for the Hebrews and for us, is mysterious and hard to define or even accurately to describe. It is unlike anything else we encounter, and yet it feeds us on our journey through life. The bread of heaven is given to us as waybread to keep us going through all adversity. And that is what the prophet Elijah experienced on his journey to Mount Horeb, as described today in our reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah was discouraged and exhausted and did not want to continue his journey. In fact, he asked the Lord for death. But an angel was sent to Elijah, who provided bread from heaven and then ordered the prophet, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." Strengthened by that food, Scripture tells us, Elijah then walked 40 days and nights to the mountain of God. Both of these stories would have been well known to everyone who was fed by the Lord Jesus on the shore of the Sea of Galilee through the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, and who then followed him to Capernaum in search of more nourishment. Those were our gospel readings 2 weeks ago and last week, and last Sunday, the gospel concluded with the unexpected declaration by Christ that the Lord himself is the bread of heaven, the bread of everlasting life. Then follows in chapter 6 of John's gospel 5 more verses which are not in our reading today, verses in which Jesus taught the crowd about his unique relationship with God the Father. But the crowd could not hear him because they were still offended by his claim to be the bread of life. And that's where our text begins today. John writes that the Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" And here, of course, the crowd asks precisely the right question. If Joseph were the biological father of Jesus, then everything Christ says about himself, his relationship to God, and his being the bread of life would be complete lunatic madness. But what the crowd did not yet know is that neither Joseph nor any other man was the biological father of Jesus, because the Nazarene rabbi is, in fact, God the Son made man. And so Christ pressed on with his effort to teach the crowd about his true identity and about his salvific mission from the Father. "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die." And there's that word again, manna. What is it? It is the bread of angels, the bread of heaven, the bread of life. And Christ, the new manna, is the bread who imparts not just strength to endure this life, but the gift of everlasting life. Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." That's where our text ends today. And next Sunday, we would normally read the next 8 verses, which describe the intense debate that this teaching provoked in the synagogue at Capernaum. But we will not read that text at Mass next Sunday because it is August 15th, the Solemnity of the Assumption of Mary, which takes the place of the usual Sunday liturgy. So be sure to read these verses at home and see that they leave no room for doubt about the startling claim of the Lord Jesus to be the bread of life because he is God the Son, whom John describes at the beginning of his gospel as the eternal and omnipotent Logos tou Theou, the Word of God, by whom all things were made, and who, in the fullness of time, took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit, and was made man for the salvation of the world. Every day we pray, Our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. And in this way, we ask not only for the nourishment of our bodies, but even more for the bread of life, which is the Father's eternal word. Yes, this is difficult to understand, but for now it is enough for us to recall that even as the Hebrews were nourished for 40 years in the wilderness by manna from heaven, they continued to ask, What is it? In Deuteronomy, we read that just before the Hebrews crossed the River Jordan into the Promised Land, where they ate the produce of the land and the manna ceased, Moses taught them that the Lord fed you with manna, which you did not understand, nor did your fathers understand, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. And now, my friends, we can see that in the Most Holy Eucharist, we receive the Word of God in the form of the bread of heaven, so that all who trust in God the Son may have everlasting life. Even if we continue all our lives long to ask about the Eucharist, what is it? We can nonetheless be sure that by coming to Mass each week on the Lord's Day, by repenting of our sins, and by receiving the nourishment of the bread of life and the medicine of immortality, we are being strengthened for our journey to the land of promise, the kingdom of heaven, in which the manna, the Eucharist, will cease, because we will at last be nourished forever and directly by the true bread of life, the eternal Word of God made flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ.